This is Dr. Schumacher dictating an initial history and physical and Grandma Julie Zielinski. The last name is spelled Zielinski. And the date was May the 26th, 2022. And the place was the Pines of Burton Memory Care South. And this patient profile, Mrs. Zielinski, is a 90-year-old female. Recently moved into the Pines period. She was hospitalized in October due to a urinary tract infection. And then she was put in a place called Rivergate, which is a nursing home period. She was in common due to a protruser of activity period. She did decline a bit, and her memory declined also, period. She had confusion in the hospital, but that did not improve, but it worsened significantly after the urinary tract infection, period. Before she was at Riverbend, she was living with her brother, but he has since passed and had COVID, period. At the present time, she can walk and has a short shuffling gait, which has declined significantly, period. At this point in time, her family says she only remembered things that happened to her in life between the ages of about 12 and 16, period. Her memory and orientation are very poor, period. In the past, she had a carotid endarterectomy in the 1970s, period. They cannot think of any clear-cut history of stroke or head injury, period. Her daughter indicated, or either her daughter or granddaughter indicated that she was having urinary infection for over a year, and I'm not clear on the nature of that or how they determined that, period. But then she became more confused more recently, period. The hospital she was at was Wyandotte Hospital, period. She herself does not have much insight as to why she was in the hospital, period. Comparing if she has coronary artery disease with a history of bypass, but denies that the chest pain, that appears to be controlled, period. She has hypertension, which appears to be controlled at the present time on her current meds, and there's no headaches or any other cardiac symptoms at the moment, period. She has a colon cancer, they feel is resected, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional. She does not feel fever, she has chills, unclear about weight loss. Eye, she has decreased vision. ENT, she has decreased hearing, no earache or sore throat. Respiratory, no. Current dyspnea or chest pain or palpitation. GI, she denies a pound pain, vomiting, or bleeding. She do notice urea or hematuria, but she's incontinent, likely over intruder or activity. Hemo excessive bruising or bleeding, endocrino polyuria polydipsia, CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Musculoskeletal. No clear cut pain or arthralgia. New paragraph. Endocrino polyuria polydipsia, no history of diabetes. Use this otherwise negative. The paragraph passes. She is positive for coronary artery disease, bypass, hypertension, hearing impairment, visual impairment, colon cancer, urinary incontinence. She has had urinary tract infection. She has significant dementia. The paragraph family history. Father's passed. And it's caused an unknown period. Her mother is deceased and she had breast cancer. Her brother is deceased and he had COVID-19 infection. Paragraph social, no smoking, no ethanol abuse. Paragraph medication, vitamin B12, 100 micrograms daily. Vitamin D3, 50 micrograms daily. Permethrin, 5% clean BID, or twice a week, which I'm stopping. Ammonium lactide. Ammonium lactate, 12%, topically twice a day. Hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams twice a day, which I'm stopping. Lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Sertraline, 50 milligrams daily. Integrative assessment and plan. Oh, sorry, change that. Physical exam. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 99 or 84. Pulse 65. Respiratory rate 18. O2 saturation 97%. Head and neck. Pupils equal and active light. Eyelid and conjunctiva normal. Extraction moves intact. All mucosa normal. Ears normal to infection. Neck simple, no mass, no cerebellum. Trachea midline. Lungs. Clear to percussion and auscultation. No labor breathing. Cardiovascular. Normal flutter 2, no gallop. She has a systolic murmur 2 out of 6. She has superficial edema. Abdomen soft non tendon organomegaly. CNS, cranial is normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or fusion, no cyanosis, no clubbing. Skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. Mental status. Goes 0 to 5 in orientation of time, period. She could not tell me the date, day, year, month, or season, period. So 0 to 5 in orientation of place. She could not tell me the place, city, state, county, or floor, period. Affect was normal. New paragraph, assessment and plan. 1. Ms. Zielinski has had recurrent urinary tract infections, but they appear resolved at the present time, period. 2. She has significant cognitive impairment. In dementia, period. She's only argued with the person, but not the time and place, and has poor memory of anything that's happened recently, period. 3. She has hypertension, and I will continue lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, plus the 12 or 25 milligrams twice a day, period. Well, there's a history of depression, and she's been circling 50 milligrams daily, and that seems stable, period. Or she has coronary artery disease with bypass surgery, and I'll continue the metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, period. Otherwise, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.